Hello?
Hey, is this Mallory?
It is, yes.
Hey, Mallory, this is Sam Jones from Arbor Design Agency. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. I just let you know that I'm the head of the department over here. So I just got your email. So what happened? Any misunderstanding or miscommunication with Marbleson?
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
I'm saying that I'm the head of the department over here, like in project management team. So Mark Wilson is working under my supervision. So I'm just trying to understand that what happened. Is there any miscommunication or confusion?
There's been tons of miscommunication. I think it's been the whole process. So originally, I talked to Thomas, and Thomas was the one who
I understand.
basically sold me. Yeah, he sold me on the website design, and he told me he would send me over an invoice and a breakdown of everything that I had paid for. I never got that, which was fine at first, but then we went through with the initial designs of the website, and then I spoke to Joe or Mark.
Mark actually, Mark and Thomas is working under my supervision,
Okay, so
so.
I spoke with Mark, and then Mark started going through after I got the initial two website designs. Started going through basically all of these things that were needed for a website but weren't included in the package, and that wasn't my understanding.
Of
And
course,
so I was
right.
like, that seems really basic to me that search like SEOs should be included in a website. And then
Absolutely.
how with the content, he was saying how I couldn't create my own content, that I needed to pay for the content. And then after I was telling him, no, that wasn't discussed, and I can't afford that right now, starting a brand new business. Like, okay, well, you can create your own, but then it's not going to get approved through Google, and you might have some issues with the website. And it was all very confusing. And I was like, that's not at all what I had signed up for. Now I'm having to spend more money on a product that I didn't even know. I'm coming to you guys as the expert, knowing nothing about websites, and I feel like that should have been communicated with me in the beginning when I spoke with Thomas that, hey, this is for website design. And then in addition, you can either provide your own content, but if you do, you're going to have to pay $300 to make sure that it's verified properly through Google, or you can take the chance that it's not verified, but then your website might get shut down or blah, 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 or you can pay $1,000 for content. That wasn't discussed, so I felt very blindsided. And the initial two website designs, I wasn't even a fan of at all to begin with. So I had made some revisions to it, but they were waiting on me for the content. And I've been very sick. And so I was going back and forth about kind of that conversation. And then the logos were submitted, and I didn't really like the logos, to be forthcoming. And so I kind of had submitted some examples of what I was looking for. So they revised them, but again, they were nothing at all what I'm looking for. And so I'm just at this point, it's just been a confusing cluster, and I'd rather move on with a different company, to be honest.
Really, I appreciate you discuss all the things and your concern and explain all the things to me, right? And then I'm the head of the department. I do understand that. I really read out all the emails that you have sent to Mark, right? So at this moment, the main point is that you are being confused, like what you are getting from us, right? As you mentioned, that Thomas didn't send you the invoice and contract as well, what you are getting in your package, right? I really do appreciate
Right.
that.
And again, I was blindsided by all of that additional information, and so about having the content or the content not being verified and having to pay more money to make sure that the website's running smoothly. And then in addition, I had told Thomas everything I needed. I'm doing an online store. I want to make sure the payments are secure. And then it was like, oh, after we've designed the website, just gotten you a couple of the designs. When we're going through the design process, it's, oh, by the way, in order to keep your account secure, you're going to have to pay this much and this much. And I just felt like it was very, like, a lot of upselling on things. Like, you guys kind of, like, got me in the door, and I was, like, really excited to move forward with this one price. And then all of a sudden, there's all these other things financially that I had to factor in that I wouldn't have signed up for initially had I known. Because other people had provided quotes, and they were all-inclusive quotes. They were like, okay, this includes, this amount includes XYZ. This amount includes XYZ. You need content. You need, obviously SEOs. You need a secure payment processing system, and to make sure that, people can't steal other, the client's credit card information. That was going to cost you this much a month. So I was very aware of what I was signing up for with other website or other website design. This company, I was not at all aware. I'm just like, what am I getting? What am I not getting? What's included? What's not included? And it's just turned a process into a very frustrating situation and something that I'm like, when I see the number pop up, I don't even want to answer. I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed.
I do understand that, right? So if you don't mind, do you remember that? Who mentioned to you the cost for the content? Do you know the name of that person? Actually, I don't
the
think
the gentleman that, or the other companies?
No, the gentleman from our company.
So it was Mark who I spoke with.
I don't think so. The Mark will mention to you. It might be Joe. Actually, the Mark doesn't
Maybe
have,
it was Joe.
Mark
yeah, I'm so sorry.
Authority. Mark doesn't have the authority to show let any client know about the casting, about anything else. And I see in the contract, I just opened your contract complete, right, and the package you have bought from us, I just opened that package, and the content thing is already included there. And I don't know why the choice mentioned to you this thing over the call, and why he mentioned to you about the Google will not accept, or, you know, blah, blah, or something.
He was telling me that I was going to have to spend between $1,000 and $2,000 to have someone else write my content. And I kept telling him, I can't afford for someone to do that. I didn't anticipate starting a brand new small business. We just closed a business of 12 years. We're starting a new one. I didn't financially prepare or plan to spend an additional $1,000 to $2,000 on the website. I gave my budget of $1,000. That's $3,000 you want me to spend. He's like, okay, well, there's another... Well, then you can do $1,000 and this is all included. And I'm like, no, I can't afford that. And then, well, I can discount it to $800, but this is not, it's not going to include the tier two option and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. So he's like, okay, we'll work something out. And then he ended up emailing me saying, okay, well, you can provide your own content, but it's going to cost $299 to verify it through Google. And I said, no, I told you I don't have any extra funds to be able to do that. So he said, okay, well, then I can't guarantee that, you know, whatever happens to the website, you assume liability. And it, so it makes me feel like I'm not going to have a safe website. So why would I go forward?
Absolutely, you're right, and I don't know why he's mentioned to you, right? I'm totally agree with you, what you just said, right? So what I can do at the moment, right, I will go ahead and take care of your side personally, right? You don't need to contact, and you will not receive any call from Mark or from Joe.
Okay.
Being ahead, I will be take care of your side, and whatever you have, like your revisions on the logo designs and on the website, and I will be personally take care of that, and I'll just let you know that I can develop the site as well, design and develop the site, and I can design your logos as well. So I know very well about the designing and development things. So whatever the revisions, you will just let me know over the phone. I will go ahead and make those revisions for you, and I'm pretty sure about that. You will get satisfied and get. I will go ahead and get your website done personally. Personally, I will not take care of any one of the project, right? Because you know that I have other responsibilities as well. But at this moment, I need to, you know, satisfy my clients. Because once the client satisfied, my business will go up, right? You know this thing. So definitely on this project, I will go ahead and take care of this project, and I will, you know, get your website done. So at this moment, can you do me a favor, like the revision on the logo? And I believe the Mark here with you the revisions, right? And you don't like that. I do understand that. So and you. Can you send me a last email about your revision, so I will go ahead and start working on it, and I will just give the satisfaction to you that you will get the thing what you want exactly.
Okay, so but I just want to make sure going forward, if that is the that, you know, if you take care of it and you handle it, is my website going to be secure? Is it going to include, you know, obviously secure payment processing for our clients? Am I going to be able to have, is my content going to be approved by Google so that way I'm not going to have any security issues or it's not going to be kicked back? Am I going to have SEOs and so I'm actually seen paying for $1,000 website on Google when people search for, like, you know, traveling or adventure apparel? Is that all going to happen or is that all something I'm going to have to worry about or pay extra for? Because if that's the case, I'd rather, like I said, just get a refund and move forward.
As far as concerned for the content, as you mentioned that you will provide me for the content, or we need to approve that by Google, or what do you need to be content for the content?
So you were saying that my contract says the content is included.
Yes.
Is it included or is it not included?
It's included, right? I will go ahead and write down the content for you. That would be approved by the Google. We don't need to worry about the content thing.
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
I'm saying,
could you repeat that, please?
Yes, don't need to worry about the content. It's already included in your contract.
Okay, so it's all going to be secure. It's all going to, there's going to be SEOs on the website and in the contact, in the content, and there's going to be like tags and keywords, and everything's going to be safe, secure, and I'm going to be easily accessible with my package.
SEO is on-page SEO is included in your contract, yes. On-page, not the off-page.
Okay.
On-page and off-page is two different things, right? On-page is basically we need to go ahead and, add the keywords in the content. That is called on-page SEO. But it's not, off-page is not included. Off-page is a totally different thing. So you can say the off-page SEO is a different service. Okay?
I can see that off-page is for what? I'm sorry?
On-page SEO is included. We will go ahead and add the keywords in the content, right, meta tags and description, that's it. That's it. On-page SEO is included in your contract.
One-page is included. Okay. Sam, I'm sorry. Can I just get a refund, please? Because I'm just having
on-page.
I really just prefer...
On-page SEO is included. It's not one. It's on. O-N.
I know. Your phone's cutting out, or I can't hear you. The volume's down really low, so I'm still having a really hard time understanding exactly what you were saying. Yeah, that's better. That's much better.
Right. So I'm saying it's on-page SEO, not one-page. On-page SEO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So the content included on-page SEO is included in the contract. What I can do after this call.
I can't hear. Can you hear anything? Yeah. Sam, I'm so sorry, I can't hear you. My husband's sitting right next to me. He can't hear you either.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Yes.
So I'm saying that after this call, I will go ahead and share the contract with you, and the contract has only details like what is included and what is not. So in your contract for now, the content is included for the whole website and on-page SEO for the whole website.
I can't hear a thing. Yeah, Sam, I can't hear a thing. I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh, what happened? I don't know why you're not seeing me.
When you say that, I can hear you just fine. But when you start going into the details, I can't hear anything. It sounds like you're, like, mumbling. It sounds like...
Okay, so I'm saying that the content is included and the on-page SEO is included for the whole website in your contract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So
now
what I can do after this call, I will share the invoice, what you had paid for, and the contract, the complete contract, I will share with you. Okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah. If you could email that to me, that would be great.
Yes. And along with me, my associate also working on this project, his name is A.D. Martin. So most probably you will get all the emails from A.D. Martin's email address, right? And in the meanwhile, if you want to contact with me and anything else, definitely I will be available. Definitely I will contact with you. And the working process or designing and development process, I will be taking care of it, okay? So you will not get anything anything wrong, what you want exactly, you will get those things. Okay, so after this call, you will just, whenever you get chance, right, you will just drop an email, like what type of revisions you are looking for on the website design and the logo designs. I will go ahead and make those revisions and get your website completed and launched.
Okay, perfect. And then what do you need from me as far as the content goes? Because there is kind of a lot of areas for content.
What happened? Let me explain you the process, right, so it will be more clear to you. We have four steps to get your website completed. Like, the first step is we will share the two initial website designs, right? On the design, we will go ahead and use stock images and dummy text on it. Once you approve the layout, then we will move to the second step to create inner pages, right? Like home, about us, product page, if you are selling something, so that would be the product page. Contact us for each, or if you are offering some services, so that would be the service page, right? And then once we will create those pages for you, then we will move to the third step. And on the third step, we will go ahead and change the stock images. Whatever image would you like to change, we will go ahead and change for those images for you. And the for now, we will go ahead and use dummy text. So according to the page, according to the section, you will provide me the content, right? And then we will go ahead and optimize it. And we will also write down the content for you along with certain keywords. 10 or 15 keywords, we will go ahead and add those into the content. I will let you know as well. And then after making all the adjustment on the site according to your feedback, then we will move to the fourth step and get your website launched.
Okay.
Yeah, these are the steps we will follow, and it's more clear to you. First step for the two initial designs, once you approve that, then the second step to create inner pages, whatever pages you are looking for, exactly those pages we will go ahead and create for you. Then on the third step, we will definitely making adjustment according to your feedback, like pictures changes, content changes, if you want to add any section or remove any section, whatever thing you are looking for, the changes or adjustment, I will go ahead and make those adjustments for you, right? And on the third step, whenever we will complete the site on the third step after the adjustment, each and everything, then on the fourth step, we will go ahead and launch your site. That's complete step, right? And how soon you will provide me your feedback, that will be work and get your website done as that.
Okay, got it. Okay, and you're telling me it's going to be secure, everything's going to be good, the payment processing is going to be fine, I'm not going to have to worry about any glitches or assume liability if things go wrong with the website.
It will not.
It's all inclusive. Okay.
It will not be. So for now, what happened, I believe the design is already shared with you, or it hasn't shared with you?
Yeah, there was two designs, and I wasn't a fan of either. And so I submitted a bunch of edit requests and kind of a website that I was trying to replicate ours after. And they were going to revise the designs. And that was about 2 weeks ago. I got sick, and so they kept telling me they are waiting on my content in order to show me the new designs. So I haven't seen anything else since I requested all the revisions and everything.
Okay, and to make sure you and I are on the same page, right? So can you let me know a little bit about your business nature with that? So according to that, I will just try to make the site, you know, according to me.
Yeah, so our website, it's a lifestyle brand, and so our two primary focuses are, one, a blog. So we have blog posts about our travel experience that will have, like, affiliate link. And then our second and most primary one is like an apparel line. So we have a clothing line. I've been working with Printify, so I'd be able to essentially we could upload the Printify shop onto the website if we needed to, where it has all of, you know, the shirt designs and that. But basically it's an apparel, so a shop for women's, men's, and children, and then it's a blog. And those are the two primary purposes.
Got you, Brian. So in the design that I shared with you, right, my associate here with you, so in that two design, did you like any one of them, or would you like to make some adjustment, any one of them?
Yeah, so I had talked to Joe, I think it was, extensively about all the edits that I wanted to make, and there's a website called keepyourdaydream.com, which is exactly kind of how I wanted our website and how I envisioned it. The two website designs that were initially submitted, the design was okay, but nothing really applied towards our actual business model. One of the designs that I liked, it was more of like a travel agency, and that's not at all what we are. And so I would basically have to overhaul the entire design to make it more custom to our business. So it was hard for me to it wasn't relatable to me. So I couldn't picture our business with the website that you guys had shown me, because it didn't apply to our business, if that makes sense.
Okay, got your point. So basically your business is that apparel business first, and the second thing is that it's a blog business, so you need to upload the blogs. So basically
main
focus is that you on apparels, right?
Yeah.
So basically I must say this, so your site belongs to the e-commerce side where you are selling the clothes, right?
Yes.
That's
it. Exactly.
So the design, I just opened it, it's not seems like that. It's totally different thing. It's a places or travel agency, you're right, or totally belongs to the traveling purpose. So would I change the design into the e-commerce side where you're just selling the products or apparels, clothing or something?
Yeah, so e-commerce, but again, I want a strong emphasis on a blog page too. So like the edits that I had made initially for like our homepage were where we would have on the very first design, like it was V5, I think, there at the very bottom, there's like a little section of blog articles where it's like picture and a blog, and there's like six of them. So I imagine that for half the page, and then like a retail section for half the page where it would be like featured products would be fine, and then like a scroll bar where it would be like at the top of the page it would show like a picture that's like been fogged out, and it shows like men, you know, and then next to it would be like a same thing, fogged out picture women, fogged out picture kids, fogged out picture sales, with arrows on both sides, so like a scroll bar, you could scroll to the images to pick, and then the featured products would be right below that, and the blog would be right below that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is. And on the V5, we see there's a trip gallery, pick a season. So I think these section is not relevant with your business. So I will go ahead and remove these.
No. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Neither one was really relevant towards our business. And so I'm like, what? Again, I wasn't satisfied. I don't understand what was going on, or if my communication wasn't clear about exactly what we were looking for. But it was hard for me to relate to the websites, and so I didn't like either design.
Oh, I really do understand that. So what I can do at this moment after the conversation with you, so I will go ahead and mainly focus on the clothing brand. Okay, so I will go ahead and remove the strip gallery and pick a season section, and here is why choose to travel with us. This section is not relevant with your business, so I will just keep purchasing section, the product section, favorite or featured products there, or new items or sales items. So basically, I will go ahead and recreate this, remap, you can say, that this design into the e-commerce site where you are selling the book. And I will go ahead and create the pages for you, like home, about us, shop, blogs, contact us, and privacy policy, terms and condition, and shipping policy, and other policies as well. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then the blog for like the main menu, the blog would have a scroll down bar. So it would be blog, and then it would be travel, home, school, fitness would be under that blog section. And the homepage section, if you look at keepyourdaydream.com, what I like about that is the very top, the header, they have a video. And then what I would like is a bar in the middle of the video that has the About Us. So they could click on the About Us to learn more about our apparel line, our travel lifestyle, and then like the facts.
You are saying dayyourdream.com, right?
Keepyourdaydream.com.
So it's having a banner video there. So you want a video, similar video, or is it belongs to the apparel site?
As it belongs to the apparel site. So it would just be the banner would be a video, and then it would have a click bar to click the About Us in the middle of the banner. That's the video.
Mm-hmm. So right now on this video, having a welcome to keep your daydream. So here's a get started button. So it's redirect to the About Us page.
Yeah, exactly.
Under the banner, having a there is no such thing. So here's a little bit about your description about. So you want same description there, like that. And underneath, having a pick a season. So do you want that section, pick a season?
Pick a season? No.
It belongs to, right? And there's a broadcast. There's nothing like that. So under the About Us section, basically you want the
I'm so sorry, Sam. So going back, yes. So if you're on your Keep Your Day website, I love everything about it. So I love their logo on the left. I love all of their social media icons on the top right. I love their menu. And then it'd be a video. Their Get Started would be the About Us page. Get rid of the description and the picture of them. A season would be like the apparel part that I was talking about. So where it says like RV America, that would be men's. Where it says Mexico, that would be women's. Canada would be kids. Southwest would be like a sale page, and then Alaska like maybe favorites, and so they could like browse our line or shop our line, and then they could scroll and go to that section, the men's, the women's, the kids, the sale.
Sorry, I am showing your apologies, please go ahead.
It's okay. And then where they have, like, the watch, listen, and read, that would be, like, the favorite, which is on one of the designs you guys created. I can't remember if it was V5 or V6, but there was, like, a featured product.
Uh-huh.
So then I like the idea of having right there, like, the featured products of all the things that sell really well. I like sends it for them, they have, like, you cannot change your destination overnight. So right there, having, like, a picture or, some, like, some kind of transition. And then where they have their popular posts, that's where our blogs would be. And I was thinking it would be, like, 3 to 4 pictures. So it would be 2 rows with 4 pictures in each row. So 8 blog posts total.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's review the complete thing. The first would be the banner video, right? And underneath having about a section a little bit, underneath having a category section with the kids, men's, and different things. And now underneath having a featured products, and then the products, the blogs page, the 8 blogs you want in two rows. Okay, no problem. I will go ahead and remap the design that you have already approved, right? I will go ahead and make some changes on the design. And what about the logo one, logo design? Can you do me a favor, Mallory?
Yes.
Whenever we get chance today, you will just drop an email, like, along with the categories, like how many categories do you want, and what would be the names of those categories, like kids, men's, women's, bags, and whatever those. So you will list down those categories, and so it will be help us to put the same categories on the design.
Okay.
About the logo thing. You leave the thing, whatever you had a past, right? Discuss with Joe and Mark. Just leave that. Now you and me on the same page. So just give me the reference, whatever the reference you would like to give me, and whatever the changes you are looking for, you will give it to me. I will go ahead and design for you by myself, and I will share with you.
Okay, perfect. I'll forward to you some of the correspondence about the website edits and the logo edits, if that works, and then that way you can kind of see what we're looking for.
Of course you can. On the same email, on the teamwork, you can share with me. I will definitely get it. And after this, I will definitely go ahead and design those things for you. And then, AD, he is my associate, right? He will definitely get back to you, right? And if after that he really wants to talk to me regarding anything else, I will be available anytime between my shift timing. Definitely, I will get back to you for that. No issue.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good.
So I think everything we have discussed, and thank you so much for understanding us, right? So I will go ahead and make those changes on the design, and I will be waiting for the email of, like, a categories, name, video. So last part is that video. Would you like to share some video with me? That same video you want, and this video you wanted on there.
What kind of video? I would like, I could send some, or I could create one. We could do a stock one for right now, but the video would be just like, basically like travel images. So images of like national parks, or like people like hiking, people like on a boat, like all sorts of like kind of travel adventures. Is what I'm looking for. But I also can put together a video too.
So according to this, is most probably you will design a video or create a video for me. That would be great. And for now, I will go ahead and use a stock video. And let me clear one more thing. If I will go ahead and use a stock video, that would be the watermark on that video. So you don't need to be confused on that, okay?
Okay,
so now...
So I'm just wanting to be clear. You're going to use a stock radio on the banner that's going to have a watermark for now, and then I will be responsible for submitting a new video to replace that.
Of course, you can share with me the video, like what you are going to be. I will go ahead and upload that. And the most important part is that once I will complete your website, I will provide you the complete access, right? And I will provide you the complete training as well, like how to make the changes on the site, like a video, pictures, upload, how to upload the products, how to, get the history of your orders, and how to place the order, how you will get the orders on the site, and how you find out those orders and detail. Each and everything, complete training, I will provide you that. So you don't need to worry about that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that sounds good.
And after the launch, right, definitely everybody needs to make some adjustment. Like, if in the future, if you want to change some picture or videos or content or anything else, so you can do it by your own. So I will provide you the complete training for that, right? So it will be more easy. I will create a function, and that function is easily to drag and drop function. So you easily drag and drop the things. So it is more user-friendly thing.
Okay, good. Thank you, Sam. Okay, so I have one more question about the banner and the radio. Is there a certain time frame that you would recommend having the video under? Like, would it 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20? What would you recommend?
It depends, right? You just think about it being a customer. Because the client's never seen a video for 1 minute. They don't have time to watch your video for next 1 minute. Definitely, they will satisfy to watch your video like for 15 seconds or mostly 20 seconds. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was thinking. I just wanted to see what your expert opinion was.
Yeah, maximum 15 or 20 seconds because whoever the customer will come on your site, they are here to purchase something. They are not here to watch the video. Watch the video
right. Like
attract the customer towards your business. So 15 second, 20 second video is fine to attract any customer if your video has a potential content there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, the video that I have in mind, which I'm going to have to edit once the website is launched, but it's like travel videos of like my children hiking and us hiking with the apparel on. And we don't have the apparel yet. It's on. We're ordering it right now. It's in the process. So that's what the videos would be. It'd be like the combination of our travel experience with us wearing the apparel and out the outdoor nature area. So
great. No problem. Take your time, and definitely I believe you are flexible in time frame. You're not in rush to get this site.
No, I'm not in a rush. Yeah.
That's great. So that would be a great thing. You are giving us time, flexible time zone. So what I can do, I believe we have discussed all the things, so I will be waiting for the email, like a categories name and logos, references, and your revision. I will go ahead and make those, you know, after this call, and after this call, before the day end today, you will get your invoice and contract as well.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you, Sam, very much.
Anything else, Marie, from my end?
Nope, that was it. Thank you again. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for understanding. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.